Harry finished his breakfast in the emptying great hall. He saw Fleur Delacour get up from the Ravenclaw table and join Cedric as he crossed to the side chamber and entered. Crumb slouched off to join them shortly afterward. Harry stayed where he was. He really didn't want to go into the chamber. He had no family. No family who would turn up to see him risk his life, anyway. But just as he was getting up, thinking that he might as well go to the library to do a spot more hex research, the door of the side chamber opened, and Cedric stuck his head out. "Harry, come on! They're waiting for you!" Utterly perplexed, Harry got up. The Dursleys couldn't possibly be here, could they? He walked across the hall and opened the door into the chamber. Cedric and his parents were just inside the door. Victor Crumb was over in a corner, conversing with his dark-haired mother and father in rapid Bulgarian. He had inherited his father's hooked nose. On the other side of the room, Fleur was jabbering away in French to her mother. Fleur's little sister, Gabrielle, was holding her mother's hand. She waved at Harry, who waved back, grinning. Then he saw Mrs. Weasley and Bill standing in front of the fireplace, beaming at him. "Surprise!" Mrs. Weasley said excitedly as he smiled broadly and walked over to them. "Thought we'd come and watch you, Harry." She bent down and kissed him on the cheek. "You all right?" said Bill, grinning at Harry and shaking his hand. "Charlie wanted to come, but he couldn't get time off. He said you were incredible against the Horntail." Fleur Delacour, Harry noticed, was eyeing Bill with great interest over her mother's shoulder. Harry could tell she had no objections whatsoever to long hair or earrings with fangs on them. "This is really nice of you," Harry muttered to Mrs. Weasley. "I thought for a moment the Dursleys." Said Mrs. Weasley, pursing her lips. She had always refrained from criticizing the Dursleys in front of Harry, but her eyes flashed every time they were mentioned. "It's great being back here," said Bill, looking around the chamber. Violet, the fat lady's friend, winked at him from her frame. "Haven't seen this place for 5 years. Is that picture of the Mad Knight still around, Sir Cadogan?" "Oh, yeah," said Harry, who had met Sir Cadogan the previous year. "And the fat lady?" said Bill. "She was here in my time," said Mrs. Weasley. "She gave me such a telling off one night when I got back to the dormitory at 4 in the morning. "What were you doing out of your dormitory at 4 in the morning? Said Bill, surveying his mother with amazement. Mrs. Weasley grinned, her eyes twinkling. "Your father and I had been for a night-time stroll," she said. "He got caught by Apollyon Pringle. He was the caretaker in those days. Your father still got the marks." "Fancy giving us a tour, Harry?" said Bill. "Yeah, okay," said Harry, and they made their way back toward the door into the great hall. As they passed Amos Diggory, he looked around. "There you are you?" he said, looking Harry up and down. "Bet you're not feeling quite as full of yourself now Cedric's caught you up on points, are you?" "What?" said Harry. "Ignore him," said Cedric in a low voice to Harry, frowning after his father. "He's been angry ever since Rita Skeeter's article about the Triwizard Tournament. You know, when she made out you were the only Hogwarts champion."
"Didn't bother to correct her, though, did he?"
said Amos Diggory, loudly enough for Harry to hear as he started to walk out of the door with Mrs. Weasley and Bill.
"Still, you'll show him, Sid. Beaten him once before, haven't you?"
"Rita Skeeter goes out of her way to cause trouble, Amos,"
Mrs. Weasley said angrily.
"I would have thought you'd know that, working at the Ministry."
Mr. Diggory looked as though he was going to say something angry, but his wife laid a hand on his arm, and he merely shrugged and turned away. Harry had a very enjoyable morning walking over the sunny grounds with Bill and Mrs. Weasley, showing them the Beaubaton's carriage and the Durmstrang ship. Mrs. Weasley was intrigued by the Wamping Willow, which had been planted after she had left school, and reminisced at length about the gamekeeper before Hagrid, a man called Og.